7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Well, it's in a lot of ways an unfortunate time for a lot of people, things that have never happened before. But there have been cases in the particular livestock industry, I guess, similar. Some strange things have happened. But this is a time that's really, really tough right now, which in some ways for a consumer, you may be able to take advantage of it, but in some ways, the rest of us, if you can't take advantage this way, you're going to get it stuck to you. It seems like. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. But Mark Robinson runs Porcine Farms, and they are having a big, 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 big sale on butcher hogs. And Mark joins us this morning to talk more about what's going on in the industry. Mark, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. Well, you know, the first thing, like we said, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to the point that you're having to do what you have coming up this Saturday. I know in your industry in particular, I know it's been a while ago. Was it early? Was it mid-90s maybe where the prices of pork got so low that a lot of guys were just completely getting out of the business? Was that about that time or?
Well, you know, hog farmers have a good memory. Yeah, I think it was 1998. Hogs got down to about 8 cents. So,
wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's been a couple of decades, and who would have thought that we'd be back to crazy times? The prices aren't quite that low, but it's getting tough. It's getting real tough.
Well, we'll talk about first, Mark, talk about what you've got coming up this Saturday and what you at Porcine Farms are going to be doing.
Well, this Saturday morning, we're making an opportunity for anybody that wants to buy a hog online. They can come out to the farm from 6 to 8 a.m. Actually, it's not at our main farm for biosecurity for the health of our hogs. We're having this little event over at our loadout facility, really close to Galesburg here. And people can come out with their trailer or their pickup and pick up a live hog as long as they have a way to turn that hog into meat.
So. Yeah, and it's a great deal. We're talking about 300-pound or better hogs, too.
Yeah, we like to sell these hogs about 280, 290 pounds to a major meat packer. And since they've had lots of trouble with COVID, haven't been able to take very many hogs these last several weeks, just hard to get any hogs to them at all. We've got hogs that are now 300, 310, 320, 330. So there might be somebody who gets a 340-pound hog on Saturday morning.
Well, the tough thing about this is there's not nearly as many butchers around as there used to be. I know, and you have some suggestions on your Facebook page. It's like, my goodness, you may have to travel. And plus the fact that I'm guessing you guys aren't the only one that's been in this situation, has been doing this. So a lot of those butchers are pretty darn busy at this point.
Yeah, you got it, Tom. It's I started calling butcher shops over 2 months ago, seeing some of this coming, but you know, not nearly the magnitude that it's become. And of course, we didn't want to monopolize any one butcher shop, but we were able to vet a number of butcher shops, and these five that we're partnering with, they're pleased to have the business, but they don't really need our business now. They're booked out months and months. But we do have a few butcher spots. If somebody wants to buy a hog and buy it online, we have some that are in as soon as July is how we're saying it. But I know that's a ways out, especially when you have to wait another 2 or 3 weeks for your bacon or ham to cure. So if somebody wants meat now and doesn't want to pay the non-sale prices at the store, they can come get it from the farm Saturday morning.
You know, the great thing is also for the consumer that if you're able to take advantage of this, I mean, there's nothing like having everything cut fresh and then putting it right in your freezer or right in a pan or your smoker or whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
Where was I going with that? Like you said, a great deal. I mean, you're talking about, you know, but right, what, $120 for the hog itself, and then maybe a couple $300 to have it processed for you. I mean, that's what huge savings for somebody.
Right. Yeah. To end up with 160, 180 pounds of meat for just spend $120. I've been pleasantly surprised how many people have some kind of connection to a hunter, a fisherman, a farmer, somebody that, you know, somebody who cuts meat at the grocery store. There's a lot of people in our area that, you know, are connected or can do it themselves. And I'm just real pleased that, pleasantly surprised that we have an outlet this way. We want to help people, you know, turn these hogs into meat for people's freezer. It just pains us. We're in the business of taking good care of livestock. It just pains us to even hear reports that, you know, some hogs across the country have already been taken to, you know, a rendering or disposal facility without being turned into meat. And that just breaks our hearts. We can't, we just can't do that ourselves.
Well, I know Tyler can speak to the, you know, because your dad, they wasn't able to find a butcher kind of doing the same thing and had to, a hunter that?
Yes, there's a hunter somewhere that dresses his own deer and kind of said he's going to, quote unquote, take a stab at it. But I never thought my ability to dress a catfish might come in handy. But,
there you go.
At what point is a hog unable to be taken to market? Does it get overweight to a point where it can't be taken?
Or is it an age thing?
There's a couple of things in play here, at least, Tom. Probably the simplest way to say it is that you know, our packing plants, as you can imagine, they're set up for a certain size of hog or weight range. And when those hogs get so large, it's hard for them to fit through the facility. And so, and then the other part of it is that, you know, the entire packaging chain, those kind of things, you know, consumers are used to buying a certain size of loin or ham or whatnot. And when it gets too large, it just doesn't fit through those channels very well.
Mark Robinson from Porcine Farms joining us here this morning. Coming up Saturday, a butcher hog sale. You have to be able to provide your own transportation and have somebody that's able to take care of it, the butchering process, processing for you. And you're going to get a great deal if you can do that. Well, Mark, let's get into the why, because obviously a lot of this has to do with the COVID-19 virus and the shutdown of so many, especially pork processing plants that had so many cases. So that's kind of the start of it. When I thought, well, okay, well, some of them, the president had declared that as an emergency, they need to be back open, but they're not, those that are back open aren't at full capacity. And my thought was like, okay, well, once they get back open, this should resolve this problem relatively quickly. But that doesn't seem like that's going to be the case though for you.
Yeah, it's been absolutely nuts. It is how the way, events have unfolded. So I guess it's probably easiest to start with the explanation. You know, a year and a half ago, you know, China, who has half the hogs in the world, endured a tremendous, you know, disease in their hog population, and somewhere close to half of their hogs died in the last year and a half. And they're still battling African swine fever. It's not something that affects, you know, meat quality or safety or anything. It doesn't affect humans at all, but it certainly affects the hogs in China. And so the American farmer and other hog farmers around the world have stepped up, and we've been trying to maximize production, anticipating the opportunity of a lifetime to after, you know, years of narrow margins, to be able to finance a family farm here. And so the whole hog industry in America has been operating at top capacity. And so every packing plant has been full. We've needed more packing plants and butcher shops to come online. And so for COVID to hit at this time, you know, getting back to 90% capacity just doesn't cut it. That might mean that there's still, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 hogs a week that have no place to go. Right now there's, you know, 700,000 or 800,000 hogs a week that have no place to go. But even if we get back to 90% capacity, with it's going to take some extra time, and these packing plants won't be as efficient, and that's okay. But you know, because we need to take care of human health, the workers' lives at the plants are very important to us as well. But it's going to be a long horizon before anything resembles normal again.
Mark Robinson from Porcine Farms joining us here this morning. And, yeah, as you were saying, it's kind of a time you were finally looking forward to, that whole supply and demand thing. The demand was going to be way up, not only for what we had here in the United States, but with more exports, especially going to China, like, okay, here's here's your time. Here, prices are going to go up because of the demand, and now here we are. The capacity to process it isn't there, and but the demand is still there.
Right, right. And, you know, chicken farmers and cattle farmers are enduring some of this too, but they have different time horizons. You know, it's interesting to me as I look at this, you know, cattle can stay out in the pasture a little longer and they can stay on feed. Obviously, those farmers aren't getting a paycheck when they're, you know, that they were expecting. They were expecting their stock to be ready and be paid for and continue the process. But the cattle can stay out on pasture a little longer, stay in the feedlot a little longer, whereas hogs are inside, and when they get larger and they grow super fast, then they need a place to go. They're not accustomed to being outside. Of course, we're getting some sunshine now. Hogs can get a sunburn if you move them outside, and there's a lot of implications for moving all these hogs to some other place when the inside room is gone.
Well, this is a situation. Obviously, it's not just you. This is producers all over the country having this issue right now.
Yeah, you know we kind of had planned for, you know, we know what it's like for one packing plant here or there to have a fire. You know, like Smithfield over in Monmouth had a fire. They're rendering, and the industry rallied around, and things were back to normal within just a couple, 3 weeks for the most of the rest of the industry. Obviously, it took a little longer for the rendering plant at Monmouth to be fully operational again. But this impacting the entire industry, and not just hog packing plants, but all kinds of meat processing, all kinds of food processing plants. This is quite the historic event we're living through.
Mark Robinson, Porcine Farms, joining us here this morning. Butcher hog sale coming up this Saturday. $120 is going to get you. You have to have your own transportation for the hog, and you have to find somebody to butcher it for you as well. But you're going to get a great deal if you're able to participate in this thing. And you guys have a Facebook page with all the information available on it? Is that right?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. You can just search for Porcine Farms. That's P as in pig, O R, C as in Charlie, I N E. And but if people want to buy a pig, they want to buy a hog either for one of our butcher spots, or if they want to pick one up this Saturday morning live, they just need to go to porcinefarms.com. And I think it's pretty simple. We didn't have a website three weeks ago. This is my brother's farm, and his daughter, she helped us out. She put we were getting so many calls, emails, and messages, we just couldn't keep up with the farming aspect of it. So she made a website, and it's been a real godsend, to be able to keep up with everybody's orders. And since we're moving the hog Saturday to our loadout facility, we need to know how many to bring, in order to keep everything moving and timely so people don't have to wait around. So that's why we're asking people to buy online. It's just need a credit or debit card. It works through PayPal. So if somebody's not happy, they can get their money back. But we're not trying to pull any fast ones. We just want to be able to plan well so that we have enough hogs at the loadout facility Saturday morning.
Not sure how you cannot be happy with pork. Bacon, sausage, I don't care, ribs, whatever, hams.
It's the duct tape of food.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, it's unfortunate, Mark, that it's come to this, that you're having to do this this way. Well, let's talk real quickly here, future. I mean, I guess industry obviously has its ups and downs, and you didn't expect this to happen, but you just never know in that industry what the next year is going to be like.
That's right. You know, I keep thinking God has a plan, and whatever doesn't kill us will make us stronger. And, you know, who expected life to be easy? I was told a long time ago life's hard, and so we don't have to be afraid of that. This is a time where I guess those people who have faith and are willing to step up can step up, and if you're not prepared, it's going to be tough. So farmers, you know, I'm not saying anything about myself. I'm looking at the people around me and the other hog farmers and our workers here at the farm. You know, they haven't missed a day of work. We've had more work for them to do here, keeping track of more hogs here over the last month or two. And meanwhile, we put a crop in the field, and you know, we're expecting to still be farming here, you know, for years to come. And we want to do everything we can so that we keep everybody employed, and we keep the family farm. And we just know that this is just a test. You know, what we're made out of will be revealed. It's just a matter of time. So we might as well just get up in the morning, get after it, not live in fear. There's too much. There's too much ahead of us that we got to be ready for, I guess. If you don't adapt, you're going to die. And so we're going to take this opportunity to get stronger and adapt and see what God has for us.
Mark Robinson, Porcine Farms, joining us here this morning. You know, there's a radio station in St. Louis, a rock station called KSHE, and their mascot is a pig. I'm thinking, you know, this would be perfect, the Galesburg's Morning News pig, except we actually have a live hog running around in here. I think that would be great. Maybe not.
I bet. Maybe I should be delivering a little baby pig for you.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Maybe probably need friends. So two or three nice.
Ah, there you go.
I could bring you a box with a blanket at the bottom.
And eventually they would taste delicious. That's the big thing. All right.
Mark,
anything else we need to know about the sale this Saturday or what you guys are going through?
Well, we do want to make sure that people don't come to our home farm here, even though that address is on Google. Please don't come here. We're trying to protect the health of the rest of our herd and the livelihood of the workers here. So don't come to our main farm. As soon as somebody checks out, we'll give them the exact address and any instruction they need to come to the farm Saturday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. It'll be nice and cool of the day. Hopefully we'll miss the rain, but we'll still be loading, rain or shine. So hopefully we'll meet some fine people and be able to get them a hog so they can have, I guess, food security in this crazy time.
Absolutely. So, again, starting what time on Saturday?
6 o'clock.
6
right
o'clock.
Early.
All right. Saturday. So you can go Facebook, Porcine Farms, P-O-R-C-I-N-E, Porcine Farms. You can find it there and place your order so they have an idea and find out all the information you need. Well, Mark, again, sorry that you guys are having to go through a time like this. Like I said, it's just going to make you come back stronger on the other side, and we really appreciate you taking some time with us to talk about it here this morning.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your time. Thank you.